Now for an assessment of two other critical areas in Iraq, Anbar Province and Baghdad. We check in from time to time with retired Marine Bing West. He's a former Assistant Secretary of Defense under President Reagan, and he just returned from a month-long trip to Iraq. What was different this time than from your past visits?
Well, there are three wars going on in Iraq, and the first war is the war that the Marines are fighting in Anbar. The big difference there now is that al-Qaeda has killed too many of the sheikhs who are in charge of the major tribes, and they have swung, so you now have a triangular war with the tribes and the sheikhs aligning with the Americans against al-Qaeda, and that's brand new. The other two wars are occurring inside Baghdad. The first is the ethnic cleansing, where the Shiites are the aggressors, and they're trying to push out the Sunnis. The third war is where the al-Qaeda in Iraq is attacking with these murderous car bombs. And while I can see progress on the first two fronts, how somebody gets a handle on the murder by the car bomb, the jury is way out on that one.
What did you find was the reaction this time from Iraqis who are seeing these new U.S. troops flowing into Baghdad?
This was the first time, and I've been there 11 times now over 4 years, that both Sunnis and Shiites were walking up to us when I was on patrol with the Americans. And that told me that the senior leaders on the other side who are saying to them, you stay away from the Americans, they're not there. And the message from the people was they trusted the Americans more than they trusted any of the other Iraqi security forces.
Give us a sense of an interaction.
For instance, we stopped at the end of a street, and this well-dressed gentleman came out and said to me, would you please have the lieutenant come over? So I brought over the American lieutenant, and this gentleman said, I'm a doctor. He said, I have not been able to go to my clinic for 3 days. Can you help me get to my clinic because I'm afraid I'll be assassinated when I get down the street? And he said, we had some militia come in last night, and they were shooting in the street. And the lieutenant said, well, if that happens again, I'll give you my cell phone number. So the two of them stood in the middle of the street, exchanged cell phone numbers, and then the lieutenant said, now you tell me when you want to go to your clinic, and I'll ensure that we have a Humvee that's going that way, and there'll be nothing that happens to you. So we're getting a lot of that kind of local interaction.
What are you hearing about how insurgents and militants might be adapting their tactics to the new U.S. plans and tactics?
Right now, the advantage has swung over to the coalition side because they've announced this new surge. They actually have the Americans out there. They now have the Iraqi security forces out there. Most of the Shiite militia leaders and the al-Qaeda leaders have pulled back, and they're watching this and trying to figure out how do we attack it.
Is that, though, possibly, did you have any sense that it was a temporary reality, that as soon as the U.S. troops draw down, then back they come?
Sure, everything is temporary. We don't know yet. But right now, the other side has tucked back, and they're trying to figure out their plan, and we'll just have to watch this over the next few months to see what happens.
Bing West is a retired Marine, also former Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Affairs under Ronald Reagan. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.